So, good morning. I was happy to be asked to speak with you today about the topic of balance because it is a concept and an experience that has been shaping my life for some years now. As a PhD aerial dancer with a fairly fiery personality and a history of vertigo and excessive graduate school, balance and being out of balance are well known to me. And while balance is often presented to us as an ideal to strive for, as a bringer of peace, health, and harmonious relations, is it always a positive force in our lives and in our communities? Or can the same concept keep us stagnant? And perhaps most importantly for you, how do we strive for balance in our own lives while simultaneously seeking justice-focused transformation in our world? So as I'm speaking, the parents among you will quickly realize that I am coming from a childless perspective, so I want to call that out right away. I recognize and honor that the experience of raising children might make this sermon rather different. You might also point out the irony of giving a sermon on balance right now when I have pneumonia. You probably have noticed me coughing, but I am okay. Even when I haven't been contagious since Tuesday, you're all safe. But while my voice is not strong, I hope that my message will still ring true. And in my personal practice of balance, I have discerned that this activity is feeding me much more than it could be harming me. So do not fear my cough. It is loud and a little bit distracting, but just think of it as an attention-seeking, flamboyant companion. But don't be surprised if I don't linger very long after the service either. So balance has been held up as this glorious ideal, and I think it can be, capable of bestowing the great riches of health and happiness. And well, it can. Balance can help us prevent burnout, which many of us here are familiar with, maintaining a sense of control in our chaotic lives, and reminding us to value ourselves and prioritize our own needs in a demanding world. Balance is a tool that can reconnect us to our values and our inner selves, helping us hear what our bodies and souls may be trying to communicate, be it weariness or joy. But is all that may be carried under the balance banner positive for us? Can the term balance be used as a justification for disengagement or to keep us from beneficial growth and change? It's worth pondering. Occasionally, I hear the term used in ways that imply somewhat unattainable impressions, as though a person with balance would experience no unpleasant thoughts or emotions whatsoever, and have only the most glowing yet humble personal view of themselves, never experiencing a moment of conflict. Unfortunately, life is not a yogurt commercial, and to me, tension and discomfort are not always feelings to be avoided or fled from. These experiences can be signals to us that something needs our attention and are potential catalysts for change. And when you think about it, this unattainable impression of balance is also quite privileged. I invite you to consider who in our world is most likely to be considered to be in balance and who would be considered to be out of balance. And who, then, gets to determine the cultural rules of what balance is and looks like, from which we may all be judged. Having more control over your time can also be connected to economic privilege, so it's very important to keep that in mind as we ponder balance too. And do not think I will be telling you all today that unless you live as a monk in a cave in a state of perpetual placid meditation, you will have no hope of balance in your lives. Just as we all have a different center of gravity, balance will operate differently for all of us. So I'd like to invite us to consider balance not as something that you possess, not as something within you that you have or don't have in your life, but as a path you walk, just like other spiritual practices. It will not be a badge earned for permanent display or a trophy won and put on the shelf to gather dust, no longer in need of our attention. Balance lives only in the present, changing moment to moment and highly dependent on context. Coming out of the winter as we are right now, we know this inherently from walking on icy sidewalks. One moment we are treading along just fine, connected to the ground with perfectly good grip, and the next step can take us flying. For me, often when this happens, I realized I had not been moving in the style necessary for winter conditions. That slow, wide penguin walk that we use when we shift our attention to heighten our awareness of information coming to us from the ground, listening with our bodies for a sense of stability as we shift our weight to rest from one foot to another. And I will be returning to our penguin walk later in the sermon, so ponder that metaphor. So when do we know when we are not walking the path of balance? Sometimes it feels deeply obvious that something is wrong in your life, even if you can't pinpoint exactly what. But the information does not always scream out at you. It may be smaller, thoughts of unsustainability or feelings of pain. I know I can't keep doing this, or this genuinely isn't who I am. Feelings of exhaustion and disengagement can be a clue, as is the classic crying in your car. I've done it. You all know if you've done it. It's a good signal. Over-engagement in some activities can also signal imbalance, actually, as well. So if your participation in certain activities is interfering with, say, regular meals, exercise, or sleep, it might be worth taking a closer look at your attachment to that activity and really examining why you have allowed it to take priority over daily life-sustaining needs. Balance does not imply that passion should be banished from your life, however. Quite the opposite. Passion is often the fuel of commitment, and it is exciting to be so engaged in a creative project, class, or organization that you feel fed by your participation in it. But passion should be differentiated from obsession. Any justifications made in the name of a passionate cause for not taking care of yourself or for treating others without inherent worth and dignity, are likely to lead you off the path of balance quickly. In social justice movements, I would argue that maintaining individual practices to nurture personal balance is the way to create our most sustainable, thriving, and healthy movements as a whole. As to my nod for afflicting the comfortable, you joke, or at least nudging our comfort zones, I would also like to say that sometimes a sense of balance is confused with a sense of personal protection. And with this view, we can be at risk of maintaining our own sense of balance at the expense of a world that needs our attention and participation in transforming movements. Returning to that sense of listening to our bodies during the winter penguin walk, I would say that this is my best metaphor for how we check whether or not we are walking this path of balance, whether we feel in or out of that balance, as it were. There are many reasons we shift our attention away from thoughts, feelings, or any other inner knowledge. Sometimes this information is linked to complicated choices that feel overwhelming or answers we don't have. So it can be easier to just refocus away from that small inner voice communicating these truths to you. Balance, to me, means being in touch with as many of these messages, this truth, as you can. The practice of balance involves letting yourself hear what is going on within you, your body, mind, and heart. Reducing any barriers to this information and bringing it close to your awareness, even if it's only to tell yourself, well, there that is, I don't know what to do with that. Balance involves allowing yourself to engage with this inner information, even if it is scary or disappointing, without strong judgments on it. It involves hearing this information without an urgent pressure to make knee-jerk changes that would quickly resolve any discomfort that may result, and therefore push that information back away from you again. Okay, easier said than done, you might say. If you are looking for specific strategies to do a little balance checkup in your life, ask yourself a few questions. Do the ways I invest my resources of money, time, and attention match with my values? How do I feel after I do invest my time in that committee, job, political event, or organizational meeting? Does it feel meaningful, rewarding, and connected? Or does it feel draining, obligatory, or anxiety-producing? What do I genuinely want to get out of my participation in this? What do I not get to do because I am participating in this? Can I participate in this while still eating, exercising, loving, and sleeping well? No matter how worthy the cause or necessary the paycheck, some activities may just throw us out of balance. Try to do the balance checkup exercise without self-judgment and remember that we are humans, and that means we are not purely logical beings. We make choices out of other motivations, identity, values, hope, desperation, a desire for a better world. And there's nothing wrong with investing yourself. Many things that pay off in our lives do require sacrifice. Doing only the things that feed you 100% while requiring nothing at all of you is probably not the answer either. But it's worth figuring out where the appropriate threshold is for each of us between giving and receiving. What that balance is between what we put into something and what we get out of it. So if you do find yourself in a place where you'd like to make some changes, what practices can nurture balance in our lives? If your life is very busy, don't forget to schedule time for eating, transportation, and play. Let me say it again, play. That'll get you off balance pretty quick if you forget that one. Give yourself permission to do less, maybe have less. Dream and imagine your best life and take steps to make those dreams possible. Take a break every time you can, even from things you love. Resist the sirens of vanity, obligation, and martyrdom. Practice saying no politely so you can deploy this skill as needed in any situation. Balance does not necessarily mean ease, by the way. You'll still have hard decisions to make, and it will require hard decisions to walk a path of balance. And I will tell you the secret that you already know. Yes, someone is probably going to be disappointed with you or even displeased when you do say no. When you prioritize your needs and act with the truth of what is necessary to take care of yourself. But pleasing others over your own needs is not likely to bring the balance you are seeking. For myself, I have found that trying to do work that both earns a paycheck and creates some, even if minor, shift toward a better community is a good strategy for my own balance. In addition, I have one regular volunteer shift a week with kind people that rarely requires more than I want to give, and I have many organizations that receive a little donation from my paycheck. So that's how things work in my life. I move in ways that give me joy and health several times a week. It could be argued more times a week than I should. And I spend a lot of time alone when I can. These suggestions are not universal, but they work for me. As a simple practice to cultivate balance, just try choosing a time each week to intentionally shift the focus of your attention away from distractions, no matter how legitimate, and toward your inner information. Listen to yourself. When we know the truth of what we are experiencing in our bodies, minds, and hearts, it is much harder to be thrown off balance by the shock of an unexpected ice patch in our path.